Well, hey, welcome back to another episode of Sunday Primer. This is a podcast that comes out every single Sunday morning with the hope of maybe you hearing this before you gather with your church or before you walk through the doors of your church or auditorium to help tune your heart or just fix your eyes upon the Lord. And so this morning, we're going to look at Psalm 127, verse 1. Let me read this for us. It says this: unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Now, this one verse is such a gentle yet firm reminder for us that all of our efforts, no matter how hard we work or how much we plan, are ultimately meaningless without the Lord at the center. So this could look a number of ways. So whether we're building our homes, maybe that's our families, maybe we're chasing dreams that we have in a career, maybe we're raising families and young children, maybe securing our future, all of that success does not come from just hustle alone. When I think about this verse, there's a couple passages that come to mind. First is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I'm sure may be familiar to some of us. It says this: to trust in the Lord with all your heart and to lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. Or another version says, or submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Another passage that comes to mind is the illustration that Jesus used in the Sermon on the Mount, where he was warning those who were listening that everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house and it fell with a great crash. And that foolish man that Jesus is depicting in this illustration, this parable, labored and worked hard, but his decision to leave the Lord out of that process of building ended in ruin. And that parable, I think, is a great illustration of this, that there's a kind of striving that actually wears us out, this kind of striving that forgets to invite God into that process. But God never intended for you and I, for us to live in that way. He's the one that gives rest. He's the one that blesses trust. And he calls us to depend on him, not just in our need, but in our everyday work or our everyday labor. And so this morning, as you're making your way to church, would you just take a moment and ask yourself, is God building this house? Or am I inviting him into every part of my life, my work, my family, my church? And I hope that that passage in Proverbs 3 would be true of us this morning, that in all of our ways, in everything that we do, we would acknowledge him and bring him in, and that he would direct our paths and that he would direct our lives. So let me pray for us this morning as we fix our attention upon the Lord. Father, thank you for the reminders that are found in your word, and even specifically this verse and the passages that come to mind from Psalm 127, that unless you are in what we are building, our efforts mean very little. And how humbling of a reminder that is, how often we try to strive and accomplish things out of our own strength or our own will or our own desire. But Lord, would you help us not to rely only on our own strength or our own understanding, but rather to trust in you in every part of our life, our work, our home, our rest, our relationships, our family. Lord, would we bring you into the building process? Lord, we fix our eyes upon you this morning and ask that you would be honored. God, we love you and pray this in the holy, powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.